Mayor John Southers is joining us on the Newsline.
Thank you so much, Mayor. And first, we just want to say our hearts are with you and your family. After we heard about the crash with your son-in-law, we hope everything is going okay.
Well, thank you very much. Mark, unfortunately, remains in a coma and in critical condition in Denver. But we really, the family appreciates the offers of support and prayers that we've received from thousands of people. So it's greatly appreciated.
All right. We'll keep you in our thoughts, Mayor. And we are, again, sorry about that.
Well, Mayor, there's a lot going on. And I hope it's okay if we start with the adding on some property, if you will, to the houses. It's a very controversial issue.
Absolutely.
City Council is talking about it. And a lot of folks, I think City Council determined it cannot be an additional property on somebody's property, right? It has to be attached. But this still is raising a lot of flags across our community.
Yeah, we're talking about accessory dwelling units. And I want to emphasize that nothing has been decided yet. And it's very much on a slowdown. There's going to be a lot of public input taken. But essentially what accessory dwelling units are, either you can have an independent, separate dwelling unit if you have a large enough lot. You can have an attachment, with a separate entrance, what's called an in-law unit, or you could, take the existing structure and put a separate entrance into it. We've had these in various areas of Colorado Springs, but this proposal that was put forward would allow them in single-family residential, which has not been the case in the past. And as well, nothing's been decided. I think you're right, Renee. The consensus in the council seems to be not to allow the separate dwellings in R1 or single-family residential. You know, you've got some areas of downtown Colorado Springs that have those types of dwellings, things like that. But in all our current R1s, to allow that. So the debate, I think, will largely center around these attached units or, can you do an expansion for that purpose? And the public will have plenty opportunity for input, and I think from what I understand, they're ready to provide it. So,
and Mayor, is the concern here really quick about possibly turning those into short-term rentals, like say maybe an Airbnb or something like that? Is
well,
that also
no,
a concern?
No, that's a whole. I think these would have to be family members for the most part.
Okay.
Obviously, you can already turn portions of your house into a short-term rental, and I think we ought to talk about that too because. There's a lot going on in that area. But this is a whole separate issue because you would have family members in these units.
Well, some of this, Mayor, does revolve around affordable housing because housing prices are going up in our area.
That's right, exactly. The proponents of this would say it's a partial solution to affordable housing and it increases density. Opponents of urban sprawl, we ought to allow a more dense population. And, of course, the counter to that is, well, that just means more traffic, more congestion, and all that sort of thing. I detect in the council a consensus not to allow the separate dwelling units, but and the debate will largely center around whether to allow these attached in-law units.
And Mayor, I want to turn to the economy for just a couple of moments. One of our stories is that there's a new Marriott Hotel going downtown Colorado Springs, south side of Colorado Springs on Tejon and Castilla. And, it just seems like it's a booming time for the economy here.
It really is. And the downtown is, you just need to drive down there and drive around and see all the new residential construction that's taking place. Lots of new rental units, and obviously they've just completed the 10-story Hilton Garden Inn near the Antlers, and then this one is where the old Alda Mark is, and it's going to be a very large complex, a couple blocks from the museum and the new sports stadium. So, with what's going up now and what's on the drawing board for the next couple of years, I would not be surprised to see another hotel facility, major one, come along in the next month or so. So, Downtown is it is really, really booming.
And Mayor, if you can stick around for another break, we would like to talk to you about short-term rentals and more.
You bet.
Okay, perfect. We'll talk with Mayor John Southers more in just a bit on KRDO's Morning News. Let's head back to the news line this morning. Joining us, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. And Mayor, we kind of touched on this earlier. Short-term rentals continue to be controversial, but even after it was voted upon, folks need to register, pay taxes, stuff like that. Some of them not getting it done. Is that right?
It appears so. Last December, the council joined most major cities in passing a short-term rental ordinance requiring anyone who rents out a residential dwelling unit or a portion of a residential dwelling unit, like a bedroom or a basement, for periods of time less than 30 days, must get a permit from the city and a sales tax license, because after all, they're competing with our hotels and motels. Many of them are Airbnb and other sorts of services, and so they need to do this and collect a sales tax, otherwise they have an unfair advantage. We gave until June 1st of this year for people with short-term rentals to get a permit and get a sales tax license. 680 people have done it. Permits have been issued. And the council wanted to, take a look at this. Who are these folks? What parts of town are they in? Are they owner-occupied? Are they owned by people out of town? Are there heavier concentrations in certain areas of town than others? And we've got partial answers to those, the ones that have registered. The heavy emphasis is downtown on the west side of Colorado Springs. Most of them, a lot of them are not owner-occupied, but they're owned by people in Colorado Springs. A lot of them are owned by military people who are overseas and have put their houses up as short-term rentals during the period of time that they're overseas. But, of course, our major concern is we're not sure we have a full picture yet, because the estimate was there could be as many as 1,500 short-term rentals out there. So what's likely to happen now is the city's going to hire a company, and there's several in the business, who actually have software equipment that through advertising will track down these short-term rentals that do not have permits and sales tax licenses. They will be fined and then given an opportunity to secure one. Obviously, people can, if they believe that there's a non-permitted short-term rental in their neighborhood, they can contact the city's Neighborhood Services Division at 444-7891 or submit a report online at coloradosprings.gov/neighborhood-services. Because, as I say, this is unfair competition. If they're not collecting taxes just as the hotel-motel folks are doing.
And Mayor, just real quickly, one more question, because it looks like voters may be asked to decide the fate of Tabor next November. Your thoughts on Tabor?
Well, there's portions of Tabor I like. I, for example, would vigorously oppose an abolition of Tabor, because I like the fact that voters in Colorado get a chance to vote on tax increases. Colorado Springs is a good example. You need to make the case, and you need to say why you need the money, what you're going to spend it on, and exactly what you're going to do with it. And when you do that, local governments, tend to succeed about two-thirds to three-quarters of the time. The problem when the state has asked for tax increases, they tend to not have that specificity and haven't been as successful. So I strongly believe that the voters ought to vote on tax increases. If there's a measure that would allow the state to retain Tabor overages and not go to the vote all the time, and if it was committed to transportation and higher ed, the two parts of the budget that have been killed by the combination of Gallagher and Tabor, I may well support that, but I would not support a repeal of Tabor in its entirety.
All right, Mayor. Always good to catch up with you. Again, thoughts and prayers with you and your family, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. 751 on KRDO's Morning News.